Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, it's a quarter past three, and he's online for this Wednesday afternoon. It's good to catch up with you once again. G'day, Gav. How are you going?
Yes, hello. We meet again.
We certainly do. Gee, time flies. It doesn't feel like it's been a week or that that we spoke last.
Very true. Very true. Now it's autumn.
Yes, it is. It's the first day of March, the first day of autumn, and I've noticed today, though, it's still fairly warm outside, isn't it?
Oh, it doesn't necessarily feel it outside. And looking at the forecast for next week, I don't think it's kicking in yet.
No. I think you might be right, actually. And I know for a fact, Gav, after speaking to you on numerous occasions, you're not a great fan of the hot weather, are you?
Oh, no, I mean, humidity more than anything.
Yeah, I think it's like that for most of us. It's not necessarily the drier heat. It's just the humidity, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It drains you. It drains you, especially when you're working outside in it. It drains you.
Yeah, and sweating and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
It's terrible.
Absolutely, yes.
You feel sticky and it's yucky, yes.
Absolutely.
I suppose that's one way of explaining it anyway, Gav.
Yes.
Now, today we're going to talk about getting your veggie garden ready for winter. And as we know, a lot of people, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are at home and they just love, growing their own fresh veggies. I think, it goes to show, really, that if you have something out of your garden, okay, compared to something maybe from the supermarket, there's just so much difference in quality, isn't there?
Oh, yes, and it tastes better. Look, and it gives you enjoyment growing it. Prices are going up constantly. If you can grow something at home in your own garden, the goodness of bringing it inside will outweigh everything.
Indeed. Now, so what do we need to do? So what's the best process and best preparation for our veggie garden?
March for nurseries is basically what we class as changeover months. So your summer veggies and summer flowers should be just about on their last legs. You always, with a veggie garden or a flower garden, leave it furrow for at least a fortnight, dig it over, freshen it up, leave it for a fortnight. Then by about the last week of March, you would plant. The heat would be out of the days a lot. Some of these 35 degree days that are coming up, you shouldn't get those very much anymore. And that is then the perfect time to plant all your lovely winter veggies. Now, with the time thing, we'll talk about the different varieties next week.
Yes.
But this week is more how to get it ready for that. So if you have any of your last summer vegetables struggling along, dig them over, get them out, get some lovely organic soil, organic matter, some compost. There's a fabulous product in bags called Planting Compost, which is a great rejuvenator for old soil that's had all the goodness taken out of it. Maybe a few bags of blood and bone or cow manure mixed to it, and we dig that all in and leave it there for about a fortnight between crops.
Okay.
Now, the average depth is usually around about the 30-centimetre mark. So if you're not sure, grab an old ruler, shove it in the ground, and when you get to the base of it, that's about the depth for a really good veggie garden. And, of course, we have to also include those people that may not have an actual garden and using these fabulous things they call veggie pods. Now, veggie pods now come in four or five different sizes.
Yep.
They even have a small one that sits on the kitchen bench with a light over the top of it that you can grow lots of lovely herbs and things in there, right up to the really big ones. Now, we've got one here started at our Warner's Bay store that would be about 2 metres long by a metre wide. And we've got things like baby carrots, we've got beetroot, we've got basil in it, and it's looking really, really lush. Veggie pods are a great idea. They come with a water holding capacity in the bottom. They come with their own irrigation system. They come with a cover that goes over the top of them to keep all the things out you don't want to get to them. And they are really good. Now, they're especially good for the people that are getting older, that have trouble bending down to the ground on their knees.
Yes.
Or for people that have got balconies that are moving into all these units in town at the top of Hunter Street there, they are fabulous for that sort of thing. It means that those people don't have to leave their veggie garden behind when they downsize.
Okay. Well, it goes to show, doesn't it, after you've spoken about all those wonderful tips there, there's more to it, isn't there, that meets the eye when it comes to, you know, preparing your veggie garden for the veggie season, because there's a lot of work that has to go into it to prepare it, soil preparation and the like.
But just remember, what you put in is what you get out. You know, if you put nothing into that soil and not much, and you try and grow your veggies, well, you're not going to get much of a crop.
Yeah, okay.
But the more you can put into it, and the more effort goes into it to start with. I mean, once all these crops are in, you get something like a liquid plant food, like a power feed or a sea sole, something like that. You use those once a fortnight, and that will just keep it pumping along. You only do these things actually between crops.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it all sounds good. I mean, this is the reasons why we talk to people like you, Gav. We need to get the experts' advice on how we can certainly prepare our gardens, particularly when it comes to veggies, in regards to what we're talking about here. And it goes to show, as I said before, you know, soil preparation. It really is a lot of work to do. But as you say, and as the old saying goes, you reap what you sow.
Exactly right. And there's no point going to all that trouble unless you can get really, really good crops. Now, the only thing we really haven't talked about so far is watering.
Yes.
Now, watering and how to plant them. Now, how to plant them, you plant them in grid form. Don't do them like soldiers and line them all up one after the other in a straight line. If you can do them in grid form and do them in square or block form, you could also call it, that aids pollination, because a lot of pollination with vegetables is done by airflow. The air blows one lot of pollen from a flower onto the next one. Well, if you've got them in single file all the way along, you have to have just the right direction for the air to get them all pollinated. But if you have them done in a grid or a square, it doesn't really matter which way the wind blows, you'll get your pollination.
Yes.
And, of course, the better pollination, the better crop you'll get.
Yes,
now,
and the better results that you get.
Absolutely, yes. Now, watering, of course, the one thing with watering is it's not so much how often you do it, it's when you do it. Now, think of it with a veggie garden. Think of it like that person that is used to getting fed at the same time every night. They have that maybe from 6 to 6:30. That's the time, and I'm not saying it's me, but that is the sort of time that they're used to having their dinner every single night. It's a routine.
Yes, it is.
And all I'm getting at with a veggie garden is, of course, they love routine. So if you can pick a certain time, maybe every second day, every third day, and pick that time and do it at roughly the same time every time you water it, your veggies will just love that and they'll respond in like to it.
Okay, awesome. Now, I suppose next week we'll be talking about what to put in our garden, I guess, are we?
All the varieties. Well, we've got a couple of weeks up our sleeve now, so people should be getting out there over the next week, digging it all up, getting it ready, adding all those fabulous things to get good results. Next week, we'll have a list of all the things that you can plant at this time of year, ready for bumper winter crops.
Sounds great. We look forward to the chat next week, and we appreciate, as always, you coming on our show and giving us some wonderful tips on what we need to do in our garden. And you enjoy the rest of your week. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch up with you same time next week.
We do. Wonderful.
There he is, Gav. Good man.